From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A wave of demonstrations across Jamaica over a gas tax increase. A murder-suicide incident at the home of Trinidad's Prime Minister leaves two officers dead. And Caribbean leaders prepare a final lobby in the banana trade war as the WTO gives America the go-ahead to impose sanctions. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Jamaica was today hit by a wave of demonstrations triggered by last week's government hike on gas taxes. In some cases, police used tear gas on protesters who spent the day blocking roads with burning tires and debris. From Kingston, Carol Orr reports.
The sound of gunshots and tear gas canisters being thrown in Kingston this morning. By the afternoon, most schools island-wide were suspended, and many business places have pulled down their shutters as the protest action involving hundreds of people, like a disease, spreads across the island. In Montego Bay on the north coast, looting and stone throwing threatened to overspill in sections of the town as visiting tourists stood innocently by. Here in the capital, Kingston, there are reports of shooting in central Kingston, but that has not yet been confirmed. Angry residents, however, promised to keep up their action until the tax hike announced last week is removed.
We are demanding.